to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. Baltimore Bridge collapse. I'm Sherry Preston. The Francis Scott Key Bridge that stretches over Baltimore Harbor struck by a large cargo ship overnight. It is now a mangled mess in the water. There is an active search and rescue operation going on. ABC's Ike Ajachi says efforts are underway.
Video being shared online overnight shows the massive steel structure and multiple vehicles falling into the Patapsco River. Fire officials say one vehicle is as big as a tractor trailer. Multiple people also fell into the water. Maryland authorities confirm all lanes of traffic are closed in both directions. The bridge opened in 1977 and carries Interstate 695 over the river, which is a busy shipping area. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Baltimore.
The water is cold and dark, currently about 47 degrees. 11 million people use that bridge every year. The governor of Maryland, Wes Moore, declaring a state of emergency. This is ABC News. Dodger star Shohei Ohtani speaking for the first time since his ex-interpreter was fired in a gambling scandal. Ohtani says millions of dollars were stolen from him, and he says he has never bet on sports. Well, we now know what killed Flacco, the owl that escaped from a New York City zoo and lived wild in Central Park for months.
Flacco's remains had high levels of rat poison and severe herpes virus from eating pigeons when he died last month in Manhattan. Tests by Bronx Zoo doctors were released by the Wildlife Conservation Society. The owl hit a window and crashed to the ground in the courtyard of a residential building on the Upper West Side. The report indicates the toxins are the risks you have being a bird of the wild hunting in the naked city. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Chocolate's going to cost you more for a while. Prices for cocoa have hit all-time high, spiking 60% this month. Poor weather in West Africa, where most of the world's cocoa is grown, getting the blame for cutting the crops. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Racine County District Attorney is investigating complaints of phony and forged signatures on petitions seeking a recall election against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Dawn Haggerty says her signature was forged.
I feel extremely violated. I am a librarian, if I can say that, and truth matters to me.
Haggerty spoke with WYSN-TV's Up Front. Country forest roads in Wisconsin are getting money from the state. $320,000 will pay for fixing up 900 miles of country forest roads in 24 counties this year. The Country Forest Road AIDS program was set up to pay for improving and maintaining public roads in country forests. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
VFW Post 5778 on 306 South Lake Avenue in Phillips will be holding an open house event on Friday, March 29th from 3 to 5 p.m. for Vietnam Veterans Recognition Day. This will be an informal meet and greet and the public is invited to attend. There will be beverages available and there will be free snacks. Once again, that is Friday, March 29th from 3 to 5 p.m. at VFW Post 5778 in Phillips.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Brewers lose their leadoff batter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Garrett Mitchell was expected to be the Brewers' leadoff hitter for Thursday's opening day in New York against the Mets, but after an MRI, it was discovered the 25-year-old center fielder suffered a fracture in his left hand. He's expected to go on the injured list and be out the first 4 to 8 weeks of the season. Mitchell hurt the hand during batting practice over the weekend. He missed most of last season with a shoulder injury. NBA, the Bucks host the LA Lakers tonight at Fiserv Forum. LeBron James, who's been dealing with an ankle injury, is not expected to play. NFL meetings going on in Orlando. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he's glad running back A.J. Dillon agreed to re-sign with the team because there was no way they could have hung on to both Josh Jacobs and Aaron Jones.
To get A.J. back, it was that was a kind of a nice surprise. But I think that, you know, the free agent running back class was very, you know, was very strong. There's a bunch of experienced runners out there.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy with a few rain showers this morning. That will change to snow by mid to late morning with another inch or so of accumulation possible by the time everything winds down late today into this evening. Temperatures falling as well will drop into the low 20s. By late afternoon, the wind northwest 10 to 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Could see a few flurries with a high near 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country. We'll be right back.
alcohol. I don't want none at all. I just want you. No, I just want.
Country.com.
It ain't in a high rise looking for a good time, shutting down the city lights. It ain't in the water floating like a bobber, soaking up that hot sunshine. It's good as it gets. No, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over. Faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dress up, hair down, and a ball cap. Yep, yep. As long as I get that sweet little something late night kiss. On a plane or train or way back in the sticks. I swear, if she's there, that's where. Yep, yep. Yeah.
Cagle there, a little country classic, and the chicks dig it. 35 is our temp. We've got rain. We've got rain continuing here for a few hours, and it may transfer over into some snow midday today with an inch or so, is what our meteorologists are telling us. And then we'll see some warmer temps really for the rest of the week with temperatures mid-30s tomorrow, and then mid-40s for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Let me alter that. Mid-20s tomorrow, then mid-30s on Thursday, and then 40s for the weekend. But the rain is causing some puddling, of course, in areas. So just be very careful, especially you're driving those back roads. There is going to be some areas where the snow and the rain are not draining the way they should. So that could really cause some issues for you. So just be careful with that this morning. We have rain and 35 degrees right now in the city of Park Falls. It's a Tuesday. It is the 26th day of March. We got Easter weekend ahead for you. And twice an hour, we give you news and sports. So let's get that going with ABC.
This is a special report from ABC News. Baltimore Bridge collapse. I'm Sherry Preston. The Francis Scott Key Bridge that stretches over Baltimore Harbor struck by a large cargo ship overnight. It is now a mangled mess in the water. There is an active search and rescue operation going on. ABC's Ike Jachi says efforts are underway.
Video being shared online overnight shows the massive steel structure and multiple vehicles falling into the Patapsco River. Fire officials say one vehicle is as big as a tractor trailer. Multiple people also fell into the water. Maryland authorities confirm all lanes of traffic are closed in both directions. The bridge opened in 1977 and carries Interstate 695 over the river, which is a busy shipping area. Ike Jachi, ABC News, Baltimore.
The water is cold and dark, currently about 47 degrees. 11 million people use that bridge every year. The governor of Maryland, Wes Moore, declaring a state of emergency. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Potawatomi Tribe is announcing plans for its casino and hotel in Milwaukee to go carbon neutral by the year 2050. Part of the plan will mean digging a geothermal hole about 600 feet deep. The project aims to fulfill up to 40% of the hotel and casino's heating and cooling needs. Only two members of the Wisconsin legislature are considered working class, according to recent research from Duke University and Loyola University Chicago. It may explain why voters feel their representatives are out of touch.
Our elected officials don't really come from the same set of backgrounds that most Americans come from.
Eric Hansen is one of the study's co-authors. Those working class lawmakers, by the way, are Senator Robert Wirch and Representative Dave Maxey. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, April 6th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Phillips VFW, it's the Phillips Moose Lodge Bingo. The current progressive jackpot starts at over $1,180, and proceeds are used to support area community projects and events. For more information, you can find them on Facebook at Moose2661. Once again, that is Saturday, April 6th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Phillips VFW.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
It's the Bucks and the Lakers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the LA Lakers at Fiserv Forum. LeBron James not expected to play due to a sore ankle. I asked the Bucks' Damian Lillard, who does he expect to guard him tonight?
We talked about it, but I never really worry about it too much since I've been on this team because we got so many weapons. I know that I can play the game honest in the right way, and we'll have a chance to win regardless.
College basketball, the Badgers women's team with a 67-62 victory over Southern Indiana in the WNIT. Host Illinois State Thursday night. Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up spring training with a game against the Rockies before heading to New York for the season opener Thursday against the Mets. What kind of a team should fans expect this year? Manager Pat Murphy.
We're going to play hard, that's for sure. It's a super bunch of guys that I think the fans will fall in love with and compete. And careful, because they might just believe themselves right into contention.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Sign Studio and Print Shop in Phillips. Whether you're starting a business or have an established business, let us help you create the look that will anchor your business. Also, get all of your logo team wear here.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2706. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy with a few rain showers this morning. That will change to snow by mid to late morning with another inch or so of accumulation possible by the time everything winds down late today into this evening. Temperatures falling as well will drop into the low 20s by late afternoon. The wind northwest 10 to 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Could see a few flurries with a high near 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Q Country.
Looking on these curves like them jeans on your hips every time. You have been looking.
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Great day to be a duck today. Oh my goodness gracious. Float it and puddle it and whatever else you want, but just be careful. Be careful if you're venturing through the back roads to get to where you need to be today. Be very, very careful with the sun's on its way up here. It's good news. You should be able to see a little bit better, but boy, on these overnight hours with this rain, we're seeing some puddling and stuff, and if a drainage area is not draining the way it should, it can back up real quick. This rain will turn into some light snow today. Could see an inch or so through the day. And our temperatures on a bit of a roller coaster. We'll see. We saw temperatures actually rise overnight. And we'll see temperatures kind of slip and fall here. Hopefully you're not slipping and falling through the day. With temperatures dropping below the 32 mark by later this afternoon. And we'll bottom out at about 10 to 15. Might even see some single digits on the overnight tonight. Cool day tomorrow. Won't get above freezing. 30s on Wednesday and then 30s on Thursday, rather, and then 40s. Likely should be a nice weekend temperature-wise, but we have more precipitation back in the forecast with maybe a few rain showers and such like that over the weekend. We're getting some of the precipitation that we kind of begged for, because it was dry. So this is a good thing. Not necessarily a foot of snow followed by rain, but take what we can get. Our NCAA bracket contest standings are updated on our 98Q Country Facebook page if you want to check it out. We have our keyword for the 7 o'clock hour and our text to win, ride into spring or slide into spring now. Contest, stay tuned. We'll give you that keyword, your chance to text it in and win in the 7 o'clock hour here on 98Q Country.
Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is an authorized dealer for brands like Bobcat, Mahindra, Bush Hog, Atlas Chalmers, and many more. Consumers pick them first because they know you want quality equipment, parts, and service work to keep your equipment running smooth. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Visit your local independent CarQuest Auto Parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Stop by Ross's Sports Shop to make the switch to summer fishing. Ross's has everything you need from line, lures, and licenses to guide services and the best bait in the state. Ross's Sports Shop on Lake Avenue in downtown Phillips.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Jeff Haken and Roofing of Phillips, serving northern Wisconsin as a professional installer of shingles, metal, and rubber roof systems. Jeff and his family are supporters of local area community events and a proud Logger United Sports Booster sponsor.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is great because you're rarely rewarded for just being you. Ever get rewarded for being left-handed? No. You get to use weird scissors. Your reward for being a Capricorn? Cold birthdays that conflict with the holidays. And your reward for quickly responding to every work email? More emails. But with Snapshot, even left-handed Capricorns with proper email etiquette could get rewarded for good driving. So download the Progressive app today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It is going to be cloudy with a few rain showers this morning. That will change to snow by mid to late morning with another inch or so of accumulation possible by the time everything winds down late today into this evening. Temperatures falling as well will drop into the low 20s by late afternoon. The wind northwest 10 to 20. Tomorrow mostly cloudy. Could see a few flurries with a high near 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Brand new country. We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Country.
Seven will get you a look at news and sports coming up. Matthew Krieger will join us from Pioneer Financial at 8:45. Our weekly tips on your money, talking about your money, maybe how you have more of it. So we'll talk with Matt a little bit later on this morning at 8:45. As always, birthdays at 8:30, and we'll have a cake drawing later in the week, courtesy of the good folks at Super One here in Park Falls. We get this wet, soggy, drippy. The rain is coming down there. After you get almost a foot of snow in some areas, and then this, it's just be careful. Be careful out there. The only thing we have weather-related this morning, the Ashland County meals will not happen today. That's Ashland County. Ashland County will not be providing their senior meals and their meals on wheels today. Again, that's for Ashland County. Let's get some words of wisdom to get the day rolling. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
One of the greatest steps a couple can take to build a strong, healthy marriage is to routinely talk with each other about the state of their relationship. But that's not so easy for many couples to do. They talk about work and the kids, but they don't talk about themselves. If you and your spouse struggle to connect at a deeper level, remember the word CORE. C-O-R-E is an acrostic developed by Dr. Harold Arnold to help couples reignite their intimacy. The C stands for commitment. Commit to spending time together each week in conversation without distractions. During your talk, your goal is to be open, which is the letter O in the word CORE. Developing marital intimacy will require you to be open with your spouse about your desires and your fears. You'll also want to repent, which is the letter R. Repent is an uncommon word for many people, but its meaning is simple. Own up to your mistakes and be willing to forgive your spouse for theirs. Finally, the letter E stands for empathy. Your spouse will only be vulnerable with you if they trust that you love them. Be willing to listen without judgment to what they say and respond with understanding and compassion. Commitment, openness, repentance, and empathy, the core of marriage. If you and your spouse put these important behaviors into practice, you're well on your way to deeper, more fulfilling marital intimacy. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. Mallofamerica.com/spring.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
It is going to be cloudy with a few rain showers this morning. That will change to snow by mid to late morning with another inch or so of accumulation possible by the time everything winds down late today into this evening. Temperatures falling as well will drop into the low 20s. By late afternoon, the wind northwest 10 to 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Could see a few flurries with a high near 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Now, here we are.
Put this in a great mood.
It is my favorite station.
98Q Country.
If ever I get lost in your eyes tonight, please just let me stay.